Nature can do strange things. Sometimes natural forces account for things we didn't expect. For the last several months, the hole in the ozone over the North Pole has been shrinking, and scientists had said eventually it will be gone. Now it turns out the process which causes these things has struck again. The hole over the North Pole in the ozone has gotten huge, and it happened suddenly. At the time of the writing of this article, the hole is so big it seems to be the largest one ever recorded, and it is being said people who live very far north could be exposed to ultraviolet radiation. Once again, this proves you just can't outsmart Mother Nature. Sometimes these holes just open up by themselves and disappear quite quickly, but they usually are much smaller and don't really pose a danger to anyone. Nature sometimes likes to be unpredictable. How do you do this? What you do is something which is totally unexpected, and this is what happened in 1815 when Indonesia's Mount Tambora exploded. Not only did the explosion kill thousands of people, but it was responsible for a bizarre event, because it sent a tremendous amount of ash into the atmosphere. The ash then blocked the sun's light, and in 1815 there was no summer. All this happened even though the temperature for the Earth averaged only 1 degree centigrade less than average. In 1908, a meteorite came into our atmosphere and caused a lot of damage in Russia. Most meteors, when they make it into the atmosphere, burn up, and usually those that do not just impact into the Earth. This is not what happened this time. A meteorite entered Earth's atmosphere over a part of Siberia known as Tunguska. Scientists said it exploded in the air before ever hitting the ground, and because of this caused an explosion which was far more powerful than the atom bomb we dropped on Hiroshima, Japan. The blast was so powerful it is claimed 500,000 acres, mostly covered by trees, was destroyed. The area was a wild area which was very sparsely populated. It is said this blast knocked people down who were many miles away. No signs of an impact crater were ever found. In the UFO community, some suspect a UFO might have exploded. Some natural disasters happen in places we would least suspect, and in a way which seems most unusual. What could be more mundane, and maybe more beautiful, than living near a quiet lake? This is precisely what a village in Cameroon felt, but that all changed in 1986. In that year, the lake began sending up bubbles of carbon dioxide. The gas has no smell, and you would need a device to detect it. As the carbon dioxide spread through the air and over the village, 1,700 people were asphyxiated and died. They probably never knew what hit them. Most of us know there are a lot of tornadoes in the Midwest. This is certainly not news. The news was made in 1999 when a tornado hit Oklahoma City. It wasn't just any run-of-the-mill tornado, but one unlike those 70 miles an hour ones, which usually ravaged the area. This tornado was traveling at 318 miles per hour and set a new record for tornado speed. When it hit objects, they were launched like they were fired from a cannon. The winds were so strong they could easily derail trains and send cars flying through the air at incredible speeds. It is said because of the speed, pavement from the street was ripped up. Most of us who live in the colder climates have seen snow. There is nothing unusual about that, but I wonder how many have seen snow rollers or even know what they are? In case you don't know, I will tell you. They are formed by wet snow falling on icy ground. These conditions often mean the snow may not stick to the ground, and wind is able to push it along and rolls it into log-shaped forms. Wind, sand and sun are responsible for some very bizarre-shaped rocks. One of the places on our planet which is known for naturally shaped rocks which look like animals is Sardinia, Italy. One great example is in the La Maddalena Archipelago. It's pretty easy to see it looks like a bear. There are many others which nature has sculpted to look like animals. Rocks that look like camels can be found in many different places, as are elephant-shaped rocks. Rocks on other planets could fool us into thinking they were carved by intelligent beings, when in truth nature carved them. There are far too many rocks which nature has carved to look like things we are familiar with to cover here. We used to believing there were four forces in nature, which are gravity, electromagnetic, strong nuclear and weak nuclear forces. Some scientists are now proposing there is another force of nature which we are yet to discover, and it will probably be equal to the force of gravity. I say if it can be proved there are five forces in nature, there could be many more. What have we been told our whole lives about space? One of the things is space is a vacuum, and in a vacuum, you cannot hear sound, yet scientists are telling us space is alive with sound. They call the sound in space space roar. Space roar has gotten in the way of many a scientist trying to conduct an experiment in space. Science is yet to discover where the sound originates. Could it be in the very atoms and molecules which space contains? Earthquakes had occurred in the central Mississippi Valley. It was thought they were nothing new, but since then scientists found out they were wrong. First of all, the earthquakes were the biggest in American history, and secondly, 4 hours after the quake the Mississippi River ran backwards. Lights were created which flashed from the ground. Loud thunder off in the distance and loud explosions were heard. Just one comment: the first steamboat on the Mississippi River was there during the earthquake and survived. During the months of March and April, nature is responsible for something called the Sort Sol. This is the time of the year the sun over Denmark turns black. If we examine this statement, we find the sun remains the same color, but birds, millions of birds, take to the skies during sunset and block out the sun. Nature can also be responsible for events which are far more benign. We have all heard about rainbows, but I bet not many people have heard about moonbows. A moonbow is like a rainbow, but it occurs during the nighttime. If you would like to see one, the waterfall in Yosemite National Park is a great place to look.